like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living give without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the animals.
The festival was over and the boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway looking like the Jack of Hearts. Across the mirror room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins? Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had
broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Fair, Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, joined by the one and only Bob Dylan singing Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. Now, why would we be opening hour number two of Garden Talk with that song, Gwen?
I'll bet because we have the Best of Show winner here.
That is correct. Stephen Rogina, welcome to Garden Talk. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And that was the song that you were assigned for your display this year.
Yeah.
Had you known the song before you randomly picked it?
No, I didn't.
A good
tune.
I just
showed up to the fair meeting and we all drew and then selected it and it sounded
And that's fun. The one you chose?
Yeah, I'd never heard it before, but I could find some lilies and some rosemary and Jack of Hearts. Sounded like a fun garden.
And that you did. You have one of the anchors of your display is Asiatic lilies, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah.
Beautiful assortment of Asiatic lilies.
Yeah, they came out really nice, and they came in really tight, and then they bloomed out. Perfect timing.
And it's amazing what youth will do. Because you're a young man, this is your third flower show this summer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my third one.
What was the first one?
Alameda County Fair.
And when was that one?
That was middle of June. It's a 3-week fair.
Is that a themed fair also? Themed flower show? Or?
Yeah, this year it was a theme, and it was based around spies and like what you spy with your eye. So I got everyone's favorite rose down there. So big old rose garden.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
And then the second fair you did?
Second fair was Marin County.
And how did you do with that one?
That was to celebrate the landing on the moon.
Oh.
And won Best of Show there also. And,
you did?
Yeah. It was pretty good summer so far.
And was your display at the Marin Fair similar or the same one you did at Sonoma County?
It's a lot smaller fair and smaller square footage. But it was dancing under the moonlight, so.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty
nice. How much square footage did you have to fill this fair?
This fair was about 1,200 square feet.
Yow. That's a small house.
Yes.
Yeah.
full of fair. Your family has been part of the Hall of Flowers for years. Tell us about the history of your family's involvement.
Well, my uncle started when he was a teenager, probably 50 years ago. And he started just as a junior exhibitor. And that was after he entered some livestock. He saw the gardens and wanted to do it. And then that following year, he started growing his own plants and growing it up, and then went into the amateurs, and then opened.
Your family's from Sonoma County.
Yeah, opened Rogina's Nursery.
So then he started probably in the mid-60s or so. The flower show kicked off in the early 1950s. So if he did this for 55 years, it would have been, late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, he did it for a long time. It's been a family tradition. And
okay. And then other Roginas are part of it too?
Other Roginas. Both my daughters do it. My dad, my mom, my brother.
Who are your dad and mom?
Matt Rogina, Debbie Rogina.
Uh-huh. Remember seeing their names. And then do you have kids or are there?
Yeah, Both my daughters are in there. My oldest daughter did an amateur garden, Haley Regina, with her friend Rachel, and then my other daughter, Janelle, did a junior garden.
And the amazing thing is, you don't do this for a profession. You do this out of love.
Yeah, just passed down family tradition and kind of a hobby. And, yeah, growing up, I always did the fairs. I started in Marin County when I was six.
You did.
And it's been every summer since. And then.
So you've been part of this. It's been a family affair for all these years.
Yeah, sure has.
It's just remarkable. Congratulations. This is your first best of show at the Sonoma County Hall of Flowers?
Yeah, first one. I've been in the professional hall here for about 6 years now. And
well, some of the other anchor plants that we really enjoyed, not only the Asiatic lilies, but chrysanthemums, mm-hmm. with a lot of beautiful chrysanthemums, and begonias.
Begonias, yeah. Some yeah. really pretty varieties. And I love the way the begonias have a tight blossom to them. They're all compact, and they have they're like so many flowers on them that you see nowadays more flowers than foliage, which is really cool, real pretty.
Yeah, they came out really nice this year. Yeah.
And also a lot of beautiful hydrangeas. I don't know whether I've seen so many different patterns and color combinations of hydrangeas
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, the two-tone flowered ones two-tones. And very compact varieties.
Yeah. Yeah, they call that variety Magic Carousel.
Magic Carousel. There was one with the green center and the pink
kind of
outside.
Yeah, kind of fades in the color, yeah.
That is just stunning. I'd say I want one, but I don't need any more plants.
Oh, I took a lot of photos of those hydrangeas,
yeah.
and that may even get me back here Sunday at 10 o'clock at night to purchase some of those.
It's not 10. You have to be here at 7.
Starts at 7.
Yeah.
Oh, starts at 7 p.m.
Not this Sunday, remember?
No. The last day of the fair, which will be August 11th.
Until 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And then we sell them on Monday morning also.
But a lot of stuff will be gone by Monday, I think.
Yeah, last year was the first time we did a plant sale at night, and it went pretty good.
Yeah.
And very popular on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, because it's much easier to get there than it is on Monday.
Yeah.
There was a plant that we were not sure about, and Stephen told us called the shrimp plant.
Shrimp plant?
Yeah. What is the shrimp plant? Can you describe it, Gwen?
Let's see. It's maybe an inch and a half tall by an inch wide, and it's a bright yellow, and it has tiny little wings of white that pop out the sides of it. And I believe it's a real house plant, very tender, so I wouldn't keep it outdoors. You could grow it outside in the shade in a container. But then in the winter, I would probably bring it in the house because I'm pretty sure that is a house plant. Do you know?
I'm not 100%
sure.
Yeah,
okay.
We kept calling it corn plant because it looks like little ears of corn.
Yeah, there you go. It looks like a baby ear of corn.
That's it.
Yeah. So they should have called it corn plant.
Corn plant.
And as we move around, well, to the left, if we're facing your exhibit, there's a lovely area of succulents. Isn't that a pretty area with those little succulent areas?
Yeah, it kind of looks like the desert out there in the Old West, you know, with the gravelly stuff and then some hens and chicks and...
Kalanchoe?
Kalanchoe. There's 100 names of that plant, but Kalanchoe or Kalanchoe, however you want to call
pink
it.
Ones.
There's pink, yeah. yellow, orange, tiny little, you know, clusters of flowers on the top and large... succulent-y foliage. That's another house plant too. That's the people want some color in their house. Can you put it by a sunny window? And it doesn't like a lot of water because it is in the succulent family. So that's and you can put it out on your picnic table outside or in a window box. But that if you can really protect it in the winter, then you can keep it outside.
And also snuck in some Spanish lavender in
yeah,
there also,
which was
really nice
yeah.
too. We'll take a break and we'll come back and chat some more with Stephen Regina, best of show this year for his Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts, that great Bob Dylan song associated with his exhibit. You can reach us with any gardening questions or comments during the next 45 minutes. Phones are open, as always, at 636-1350. Join us live at the fair. If you'd rather, send us an email, steve@ksro.com. You can ask your question that way. If you have a plant you would like ID'd, we can take a look at that. Same as if we were back at the studio. Isn't technology grand? Stick around because live at the Family Fun stage today, this is where we're broadcasting right behind the Hall of Flowers. It's the first ever foodie fight with an expanded two-hour good food hour from 11 till 1 o'clock. We will try 12 brand new foods introduced at the fair today. We have an esteemed panel of judges. We'll taste them. We'll judge them. We'll be giving plaques and the Grand Willie Bird Trophy shortly before 1 o'clock to the best new food find at this year's Sonoma County Fair. Gates open at 11. Gates close at 11. We hope you'll participate in this glorious event. It's a high point of the summer for us, the Sonoma County Fair. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. In May, my team and I participated in the garden show at the Alameda County Fair. I'm proud to say that we won 5 out of the 8 awards, including Best of Show and Director's Choice for our landscape design. First place for color, and first place for horticultural excellence. That was awarded for the best plant material, of which we grew 90% in our Santa Rosa nursery. It included a water feature, dogwoods, a rare Japanese maple tree, local greenery, and color. We invite you to the nursery, shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays, and visit our Landscape Design Center to plan your garden retreat.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Mark Patrick Hypnosis is back, coming to Santa Rosa August 13th for 1 day only. Lose weight or stop smoking now through hypnosis. Join the over 500,000 people who have stopped smoking and lost weight the Mark Patrick way. Seminars will be held at the Flamingo Resort Hotel and Conference Center, 2777 4th Street, Santa Rosa, Tuesday, August 13th. Weight loss seminar from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. and stop smoking seminar from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts 30 minutes prior to sessions. Seating is limited, so come early to get your spot. For only $49.99, attend these life-changing programs and let the power of hypnosis help you achieve your goals, 100% guaranteed. Whether you need to lose weight or want to stop smoking, join Mark Patrick Hypnosis Tuesday, August 13th at the Flamingo Resort in Santa Rosa. MarkPatrickSeminars.com.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Keep moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving road. Don't try. Just rope, throw, and brand. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw hide. Let 'em out, ride 'em in, let 'em in, let 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in.
The classic Frankie Lane theme song to the TV show Rawhide. And of course, because the theme this year is it's Western all the way back to our roots in cowboy boots. And that's a good trail driving song, isn't it? The Rawhide. You know, remember that?
I just remembered this last part of it, that moving on part. Yeah.
Steve and Regina sitting in with Gwen and Steve on Garden Talk Live this morning. You can reach us with any gardening question and comment. Just because we're out on a remote broadcast doesn't mean we can't talk gardening with you. It's as simple as always, 636-1350, just like you would reach us back at the studio, or steve@ksro.com with any gardening questions or comments that you might have. We'll get you right on the air to chat. Stephen Rogina sitting in with us. Stephen won Best of Show at this year's Country Gardens of Song theme at the Hall of Flowers for his Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts exhibit. And this is his third flower show this year, starting at Alameda. Then he won Best of Show at the Marin Fair, and now Best of Show at the Sonoma County Fair. So you're on a run.
Yeah,
this
year. On a roll now.
You're on a roll this year. We loved the whole theme of your event. Do you want to try to recreate it for our listeners? It takes place in a saloon, basically, right? Isn't that kind of what it is? There's a fight in a saloon?
Yeah, that's kind of what I went for. I made a fight scene in the saloon.
So it looks like there's it looks what happens when you look at it is there was a card game going on.
Yeah.
Right? And somebody got angry.
Somebody cheated.
Somebody probably cheated.
Yeah.
Is that what your take is on it?
Yeah, if you notice, there's the Jack of Hearts by a bar stool.
Yes.
What people can't see on top of the table is that makes the royal flush that he was hiding with the Jack of Hearts. But
okay.
No one can see that but me because I'm the only one that goes in there to water and take care of the garden.
And so
I thought it'd be fun.
What we thought was really funny. And the thing is, when you come to the flower show, you need to spend some time because there's so much hidden among each of the displays. If you just kind of walk through it, you're going to miss everything. And Gwen, you mentioned something that's really important. Look up.
Yeah.
Look up as you walk around because the murals on the walls are just priceless. The artistry every year of these murals. Mm-hmm. And I especially loved all the wanted posters.
Yeah.
Did you see all those around? Those were great. Yeah. Sorry, I got off track. But back to your installations. So we have the barroom fight, and then we have a barrel that's all shot up through with holes, leaking. It looks like moonshine or white lightning.
Whiskey must or, be a whiskey barrel.
It might be whiskey.
Yeah, the judges really like that feature.
Yeah. And the chips are thrown all over the place, cards everywhere, chairs are on the floor.
Yeah.
But you know what? Didn't spill a drop. There are two beer mugs sitting on the table there.
They didn't spill. You noticed that.
Yeah, they weren't knocked over. So.
And I love the wanted poster up there. Wanted is a Jack of Hearts for bank robbery, $10,000 reward.
Because in the song you can hear how they talk about him and his crew are going to do a bank robbery. So I built the safe. And
you know, back there in the West, $10,000. That could buy you half of Sonoma County.
That'd be like
back
a million
then,
dollars.
1860 or 1870.
Yeah.
So it's a very whimsical, fun theme that you tackled. Did you come up with that theme, or was it just part of the song that you drew? And how does it go as far as designing?
You know, I just kind of had a few thoughts and then just rolled with it. And I wanted to build a safe, but at first I wanted to have a friend draw it, but that didn't work out. So last minute I tried my hand at using a Sawzall and got it going. And
so you did that?
Yeah, built the safe.
Perfect. What's it made out of?
Just plywood.
Plywood?
Plywood and then a little plastic nut heads, and then the center part is a little yard art piece
and
I picked
that's
up.
That's on
Big
the wall.
Lots. Yeah.
And Gwen, you pointed that out, said, whoa, look at that huge safe. Mm-hmm. So you did that?
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah, and then printed the gold bars. I thought throwing some gold bars out there would be kind of old school and be a nice little feature.
It's just amazing. And where do you do all this? Do you on your property somewhere?
No, just
here.
That I cut out in my friend's garage, and I brought it here, painted it, and got it ready, put it up on the wall.
It's just remarkable. We can take calls 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. Mitch would like a word with us, calling from Santa Rosa, California. Good morning, Mitch. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. In keeping with the Western theme, I have a calamity, Jane. Also known as with heirloom tomatoes. I am absolutely befuddled. I don't know if it's because I went to Southern California for 3 weeks, but setting very little fruit. The leaves are brown. They look droopy. They just don't look happy, and I have no clue.
How many years have you been growing these heirloom tomatoes in the same spot?
No, I always alternate spots, and I put them in half 55-gallon wine barrels, so they're not in the same spots. and I change the soil and put it in my compost pile.
So you're not using the same soil every year, huh? How are you watering them?
Probably not directly, because I was in Southern California for 3 weeks, unfortunately. And I think they got intermittent watering, and the leaves got really brown, and I trimmed all the brown leaves off. But this time of year, I'd have tons, and I buy all my tomatoes from Cliff and follow his recipe, and I just can't get my head around what's going on.
Didn't you call last week with this question? This sounds familiar.
Not sure. I'm not that bright.
Okay. I remember telling you at one point, forget growing heirloom tomatoes. It seems like whatever varieties you're choosing are not working for you. So you could go with one of the better hybrid varieties. There are organic hybrid variety tomatoes that you could get. You know, it seems like maybe you're not using the right soil even. You're putting too much fertilizer. Are you using any fertilizer, I should ask you?
Well, I use what Cliff says, 5 ounces of fish emulsion, 2 ounces of Epsom salt every 2 to 3 weeks. And that's what I've been doing for years.
No, that's not working for you. So don't do that anymore. Are you buying a really good brand, high-quality potting soil, planting mix?
You betcha.
Okay, and how are you watering them?
Simple Grow or whatever the best stuff is I can find.
And how are you watering them, Mitch?
I would say when I see they get droopy, I give them a good soaking and then let it go for a week or 2 weeks.
Okay, so there's your problem right there. Inconsistent watering. So when the soil is on the dry side and your tomato flowers are trying to set fruit, they're not going to. And especially if we have hot weather on top of that, they're definitely not going to fruit. So you've got some good potting soil, okay. You need to be a little more consistent with the watering. You might have to get those little drippers. You know, remember Jim Lang called in, and he has those little bubblers that go in there, and it surrounds the entire root system of the plant. And you're just going to have to get a moisture meter and stick it in there and see how wet or dry the soil is. You might have to go every few days and give those tomatoes a good drink of water. Stop with the fish emulsion and the Epsom salts because it could be burning a bit just because you're using it so often and maybe you're doing too much. So the soil that you buy should have enough nutrients in it to keep the plants going for a while, if not the whole season. So, and I would forget the heirloom varieties. Go with a good hybrid type. Better Boy is what I've been growing since I was a kid. That's just a really nice, red, solid tomato, and I've never had any problems with it. Yes, I've had problems when it's 100 degrees or 90 degrees, and so those flowers don't set fruit, but that's going to happen on any variety of tomato. So, do you have your wine barrels on soil, or are they on concrete, patio area?
I have them on, built a track where I can move them so they get full sun, and then some are just... I don't move them too much.
Okay. Do you have any reflective sun coming in from anywhere, baking on them?
Oh, you bet. My house faces south, and the south side of the house is very warm.
I would go ahead and move them to another spot. Excuse me, I was going to sneeze. Move them away from the house, okay? Don't have them where they're going to get that reflective heat, especially because we get such hot spurts of weather that you're just going to be cooking your plants. They're going to be getting the brown leaves and the whole thing. So follow my suggestions for next year, and then you call me and tell me how successful you are.
Well, before I end up, I'll drop off a jar of some plum jam that I made because I call it my plum crazy jam, and it is scrumptious.
Well, thank you, but remember, we're not at the greenhouse. We're not at the station.
Next week, though.
Next week. Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you, Steve.
Our pleasure.
Hey, give your tomatoes more water, okay? Just give them consistent watering. That's the best thing you can do right now. And stop with that fish emulsion stuff.
Done deal.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Last week, when we had talked about overwatering your green beans, somebody called and you said back off on the water
treatment. Yes, because they were like growing to 2 to 3 inches and they were dying.
Yeah, that's what happened to our green beans.
Shame
we
on
figured,
you.
We looked out there and everything was yellow and like, oh my gosh, neither one of us at the household realized we each were watering the green beans. And I think that's what happened.
You know, mine are 6 feet tall and they're full of beans and they're delicious.
So what is the best titled new gardening book of 2019? Here it is right here. The Lazy Ass Gardening Book by our friend Robert Couric, who's been gardening here in Sonoma County for over 40 years. And this is a wonderful, wonderful book. We had Robert on a couple months ago when the book came out. It has a picture of him sitting in a upturned wheelbarrow with a beer and some flowers, and he's nodding out in his overalls. He's going to be here selling copies of all his books, including the new one, the weekend of Saturday, Sunday, today, and also next weekend in the Craft Building. And that's the first building on the right after you enter the east side entry. That's along the Brookside entrance, okay, at the fair from 11 till 5 today. That's Bob Couric. So if you're coming to the fair, stop in and say hi to Bob and take a look at all his books, especially Lazy Ass Gardening. Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come right back, 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com to ask any gardening questions you might have. Gwen, Steve, and Best of Show winner, Steve and Regina at the Hall of Flowers. This is KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
A sincere laugh can be infectious. It creates good feelings and happiness. But many people are self-conscious about their teeth. NorCal Family Dental wants everyone to feel comfortable spreading joy through laughter. That's why we offer a wide variety of services that include a smile makeover. We transform ordinary smiles into something brilliant and stunning. It may include dental veneers or laminates, dental implants, crowns, or bridges. If necessary, we can provide a full mouth reconstruction or something as efficient as teeth whitening. If the thought of dentistry makes you cringe, you'll be pleased to know we also offer the comfort of sedation dentistry. With NorCal Family Dental, there's no reason to avoid a good laugh. Right now, receive our summer special, Whitening on the Go. Sale priced at just $60. NorCal Family Dental, the Sonoma County Smile Makers. Online at norcalfamilydental.com.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Party on the Plaza Music Series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. 5 to 8 each Friday, you'll enjoy a certified farmers market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, and live music all night long. This week, we're going country with Third Rail.
She deals the cards mighty good to me. She's a blackjack dealer on the Delta Queen on the south side of Dixie.
It's all in City Center Plaza in Rohnert Park in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa, offering doggy daycare, dog, cat, and small animal boarding, grooming, and obedience training too. Open till 7 every day of the year. No one loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resort.
Celebrate the 10th year of Party on the Plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market this Friday at Country Night with Third Rail. Info on the Party on the Plaza Facebook page.
It's Paradise Pet Resort. It's
the 10th anniversary of the Party on the Plaza Music Series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. 5 to 8 each Friday, you'll enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, and live music all night long. This week, we're going country with Third Rail.
She deals the cards mighty good to me. She's a blackjack dealer on the Delta Queen on the south side of Dixie.
It's all in City Center Plaza in Rohnert Park in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Hooters in Rohnert Park, offering 32 beers on tap, 25 flat screens with all the sports packages, happy hour all day Wednesdays and Sundays from 5 till close. Home of the world-famous Hooters Girls. All you can eat wings every Tuesday all day long. That's Hooters Rohnert Park, locally owned and open 7 days a week.
So join the Hooters Girls and celebrate the 10th year of Party on the Plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market this Friday at Country Night with Third Rail. Info on the Party on the Plaza Facebook page.
with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Some clouds coming in tomorrow, but today is sunny at 88, 70 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 54. It's inland and down the shores. A few clouds for Sunday at 82, 66 in Bodega Bay. More of the same for Monday at 84 in Santa Rosa, 66 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I know.
We're just rolling along here, having some good, clean-cut, family fun, Western style this morning at the Sonoma County Fair. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. It's Garden Talk live at KSRO. And the Tumbling Tumbleweed with Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers getting back on live at the show this morning. So there was a plant that caught your eye in Stephen Rogina's exhibit, and you found out that it's purple yew, is that what it is?
Plum, Japanese plum yew.
Japanese plum yew.
I didn't think it was a yew. I thought it was a podocarpus, which is a yew pine, I think it is, or fern pine. But no, Stephen said it is a Japanese yew pine.
And that's what caught your eye about
Japanese
this plant?
Japanese plum yew.
Japanese plum yew.
Yes.
But I don't see those very often.
It's an East Coast Midwest plant. You don't see it out here very often. Yews in general, Y-E-W.
Yeah.
And the Latin name is T, as in Tom, A-X-U-S, Texas.
Texas.
And he got this plant, you know, donated by, well, borrowed from Urban Tree Farm.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
The first time I saw them out there, and they kind of look like a mix between cactus and rosemary, the way they're shaped, and thought it fit the theme well. And
it's very eye-catching.
Yeah.
And it looks Western.
Yeah.
It's like something you'd find in a Western town.
Yeah.
To the phones we go. Larry would like a word with us from Santa Rosa calling this morning. Hi, Larry. Welcome to Garden Talk today at the Sonoma County Fair. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a Santa Rosa plum that I've had for, 25, 30 years. And over the past couple of years, every year I seem to get less and less and less plums. I'm feeding it well, watering it well, trimming it back and so on, shaping it up. And I don't know what's going on. I used to get just buckets and buckets loads of the plums, and now I get maybe 15 or 20 a year, and that's it. Is that, you know, what could I do to get it to produce more?
Has it stopped producing a lot of fruit? Just the past couple of years when we've had all of this wacky weather going on where we've had long, cold, rainy springs?
It seems to just increase more and more each year. Now, I have a neighbor that has the same type of a tree, and his is just loaded. And mine, which is maybe 70 feet away from his, has almost nothing on it.
Is your tree in sun all day long?
All day long, yes.
It's not shaded out by any other tree or a plant somewhere? Nothing?
No.
Okay. How do the leaves look?
Do they come out? They're nice? Everything looks healthy. It doesn't look like it has any of that, like a peach curl or anything.
Okay.
I have another plum tree, the elephant heart plum, and it does have that like a peach leaf or a curl on the leaves and so on, and I try to get rid of as much of that as I can, but the Santa Rosa plum doesn't seem to have that problem.
And it's about 25, 30 years old?
Yes.
When are you said you're doing some pruning, so when you prune, are you just cutting off all the little wispy growth on it, or are you cutting it back severely? What are you doing?
Well, I'm cutting most of it back fairly severely, except the very top. I haven't totally topped it yet, but I'm thinking about that.
So looking at the tree, when you're done pruning, did you cut off half of the foliage, half the branches, and half the tree is remaining?
Yes.
Okay. You're cutting back too much. You're just stressing the tree. So you're taking off a lot of its food supply, so the tree can only do one thing at a time. And it can't grow and function properly if it doesn't have enough leaf growth, especially at that age, too. So next year, leave it alone for this year. Leave it alone in the winter. Don't prune it. And in the springtime, you'll see what new growth comes out. Because you could also be cutting off a lot of the fruiting buds. And you're not going to find you're not going to find too many fruiting buds in the very old parts of the tree. Because as they grow new branches and the branches get thicker and they start producing fruit buds, that's where you're going to get a lot of the fruit. But if you keep cutting all that off, you're cutting the fruit buds off. So no pruning this winter. Wait until spring. See what happens. See where it flowers. And if you have to do any pruning, if you get some flowers and if you get some fruit, wait until you've harvested them. And then you can do a little selective pruning by cutting off some shoots that have gotten out of hand. How tall are you trying to keep this tree?
Well, it's a dwarf, but it's maybe 20 feet high.
I don't think there's any dwarf Santa Rosa plums. They're semi-dwarf trees, and they, I think, minimally grow at 15 feet. But, you know, and over the years, with incorrect pruning or correct pruning or whatnot, the bottom line is you're cutting off too much of that tree. So after you've harvested any of the fruit next year, if it's produced any, just cut back what little wimpy branches are shooting up out in crazy directions, growing in towards the tree or whatnot, but leave all the main substantial branches and the ones off of that alone, okay? Because that's where your fruit's going to be produced.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I'll give it a shot.
Okay. And then look at your neighbor's tree to see how he's pruning. You'll see that
he's not pruning his at all. In fact, he doesn't even like them. And when they finally appear on the tree, he goes out there with a stick and knocks them all onto the ground and throws them away.
Oh, well, tell him you'll make a deal. You'll go out and pick those fruit for him, and then you don't prune your tree. So you can see the difference.
I've asked him if I can have some of them, and he says no, he'd rather throw them away.
Oh, geez. What a nice neighbor.
Thanks for your call, Larry.
Okay. No pruning then. No pruning. Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
636-1350 to reach us live on Garden Talk. Doors open at 11 today at the Sonoma County Fair. We're broadcasting from the Family Fun Stage right behind the Hall of Flowers, site of the first ever foodie bonanza. It's an astounding event, this fight among the new fair vendor entries. We will be tasting them and awarding prizes on a two-hour expanded Good Food Hour going to 1 o'clock today. Today at the fair, some great music. The classic Sourdough Slim doing vintage Western tunes this afternoon. And tonight, it's Western Swing Caravan Band. Today at 1 o'clock, it's the NorCal Brew Fest, over 50 craft beers. That's a separate admission, but if beer's your thing, there's something truly for everyone at the Sonoma County Fair this year. Stephen Regina sitting in with us. Stephen won Best of Show at this year's Hall of Flowers. We still have a few minutes to get questions asked and answered at 636-1350. You can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. And we got a lovely text from Judy just now, and it says, thanks for talking about the hydrangeas at the fair. I, too, was amazed at the new colors that were there this year. Those deep, deep purples were incredible. Mm-hmm. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
It all started with the original American Queen vessel, and now American Queen steamboats cruise the waterways of America. The historic Mississippi, Ohio, Columbia, and Snake Rivers are all beautiful and historic waterways. Travel New Orleans to Memphis. Learn Southern history with stops like Nottoway Plantation, one of the largest antebellum homes in the South, St. Francisville, Natchez, and the battlefields of Vicksburg. Imagine Mark Twain's Mississippi paddle wheel boats on the outside, modern and beautifully appointed on the inside. Experience theme cruises, Music City, Big Band, Kentucky Derby, and Civil War, or the bourbon tasting cruise on the Ohio River. What about a Christmas market cruise? From 83 to 220 staterooms, all meals, entertainment, and shore excursions are included. Get up to $2,500 off per stateroom for the 2019 Christmas markets. Work with the travel professionals at TravelWise for the best deals and seamless planning. Email ksro at travelwise.net or call 707-935-WISE with a Z.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-590-4514. That's 800-590-4514.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. A little preparation will make your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlight, batteries, and a first aid kit is a good start. To be prepared and learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies. And up a cloudy draw, their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry.
Doing my best Johnny Cash imitation here. Ghost Riders in the Sky, the Western theme at the Sonoma County Fair. You're listening to Garden Talk live at KSRO. Let's do a quick survey, a walk around, a virtual tour of the flower show, Gwen.
Okay.
So we want to credit all the exhibitors. Steve and Regina, best of show, sitting with us. When you come into the fair, of course, Urban Tree Farm, it wouldn't happen without Urban Tree Farm. Do you agree, Sean?
Yeah.
Really, Stephen? Yeah. How much plant material they donate to the fair?
Yeah, it's amazing. What they're willing to let us loan. And
well, when you come in, you see the big Western theme, the saloon and the whole town, right when you come in, and there's these wonderful beech tree arbors that are grown together. Daniel Gibbs Botanical put that as part of his installation, and that's really stunning. He brought that in from his nursery out on Stony Point Road.
Yeah, a better way, produce and nursery.
Yeah. Yep. And there's the boots in the water trough with a guy passed out. That was pretty funny with his hat there.
That's very cute.
And some chast purple, the purple chast trees.
Chast trees,
which
yeah.
are beautiful. There's a gold sleuth with a trough panning for gold. There's the Gerber daisies.
Gerber daisies, a lot of those. Yeah.
Those are really nice. And the railroad tracks running through, which was a nice effect also. Then you move around to the San Antonio Rose theme by the Men's Garden Club. That was lovely. Liatris.
They're little bulbs. Purple flowers bloom at this time of the year. Easy to grow.
And a stunning, the potted status. Those were really
nice. That's a nice flower and an everlasting flower.
And that was pretty. And then a lot of pineapple lilies.
Another nice bulb.
Moving on to the Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. Well, we have Stephen Rogina here. Mm-hmm. So we've covered his exhibit pretty well. Moving on from Stephen's exhibit as you walk around the Hall of Flowers, it's the Texas Bluebonnet, Sean Husar's display, which had these two-tone lobelias, another perennial.
Just like a vibrant blue with a white spot in the middle. And it might be a perennial one, if I remember.
And Ipomea?
Ipomea.
Yeah, that was nice, too.
It's a nice, makes a nice cascading plant. It's grown for its purpley foliage or light lime green foliage. It does great in the shade, overwinters here. It's a nice accent plant to your cascading
And then miscanthus?
We had miscanthus some? Grasses, yeah.
Those are very pretty.
Yeah.
Lovely. And those do well around here, too. Mm-hmm. On to the next exhibit, and that's Dana Justice's Orange Blossom Special. And she had these California pepper trees that were a focal point in her landscape.
Yeah, that's another nice tree to put in your yard.
And for a smaller space, will they stay or no?
Give them some room to grow.
Okay.
Yeah.
The black-eyed Susans caught
so
my
many
eye.
Varieties of those.
And she also had some nice Japanese maples in that landscape and some dark-colored cannas.
The dark leaf cannas. Yeah.
Those were really stunning, too.
With the orange flowers.
Yeah. Those caught my eye, too. And then Crocosmia, more of the orange.
Crocosmias, yellows, dark orange, almost red color.
And she had some very nice ferns and Alstromia also. Which was very lovely, too. Moving on from her display, we get to Michael Golis landscape, a white sport coat and a pink carnation. And Michael sat in with us for about a half hour from 9:15 to 9:45 this morning and gave us the tour, the virtual tour of his beautiful installation. Next to Michael, you find Windward Flower Landscape Restoration by Dan Posey. Dan has the far corner of the Hall of Flowers. And didn't we love those million bells?
Yeah, the Calibrachoa. It's like 100 colors they have now. That is a fabulous, low-growing perennial. It just has millions of flowers. I think that's why they call it million bells. Look like tiny petunias.
And he has an old miner's front porch in the back anchoring his display. And there was some horsetail in
there, too. Horsetail sitting in a water trough. Yeah, nice water plant.
That was very nice, too. Moving around to the next installation is Virginia Bluebell by Elena and Maria Gannett, and that's a new name for me. I think this might have been their first year participating.
Yeah, I actually brought them in.
You did?
To do that garden, yeah, because there's an empty space, and I thought they were capable. So.
Oh, they did an outstanding job. There's fountain grass, a lot of lovely fountain grass there, and some, I think, chast trees were there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pittosporums.
Yes.
A lot of those were in there. And we really, Gwen said, oh, look at the outhouse in the back.
That outhouse is a kick. Yeah. The roll of toilet paper hanging.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful display also. And then Tiffany Thorson. Boy, next to the Reginas, I think the Thorsons have as many family members at the Hall of Flowers as you all do.
Yeah, they definitely contribute a lot out here, too. Yeah.
And that display was flowers in the wall. Beautiful dahlias. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So many beautiful dahlias. And then a kangaroo paws. That was an instrumental part of their display. Those yellow ones that look just like kangaroo paws.
Yeah.
Those were stunning. They got a lot of good height in that garden. And then the next one is the other Thorsons, Debbie and Marty Thorson, little green flowers with the yellow top. And that was the, what did they have in there? The tuberoses.
Tuberose.
Oh, my heavens. When you walk into the front of the Hall of Flowers, go to the left, and if the temperature's right, the perfume,
yes,
you'll turn and go, where is that bouquet coming from? And they have different colored tuberoses, and you just don't see tuberoses very often.
No, they're difficult
display.
To grow.
You need a lot of heat, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. Good soil, good draining soil, not a lot of water, no, the perfect temperature. On and on and on and on.
They're temperamental because we tried growing them for years in our previous house in the junior college neighborhood, and they never took. And we just decided to dig them up and plant them somewhere else. This is what we finally did out of frustration. In a completely different part of the property. And all of a sudden, bang!
They're happy.
They were happy. But I don't know whether there's a more beautiful perfume. It's one of the top ones, the tuber roses.
You know, we talk about Daphne, but that's a plant. This is a bulb.
A bulb.
So, and you know, we have to tell everyone, when you walk around these flower displays, you need to take your time in front of each one. Because, look, you were here for the preview, and then today, you're like, I didn't see this. I missed that. So you have to look everywhere, up and down and all
around. Because the exhibits unfold.
Yeah.
They're not just one-dimensional.
Yeah.
You need to take time for your eye to adapt to the different levels and heights and depth of each of the exhibits to really understand and appreciate what went into each of these displays.
And to see what's hidden. Because if we were walking too fast, we would have missed the guy who's almost drowning in the bathtub.
That's right.
We would have missed the hot tub.
And I would have missed the outhouse.
Thank you, Gwen.
I want to remind folks that this year's Sonoma Master Gardeners have chosen to use their garden space to demonstrate the wonders of edible landscaping. They'll be showing fairgoers how easy it is to add food-producing plants into an existing landscape or to create an edible food forest from scratch. Using food-producing plants as part of an organic landscape is a perfect way to make your landscape more sustainable, and it's a fun way to teach kids the joys of sustainable organic gardening. So do come and take a look at the Master Gardeners at their new location on the east side of the courtyard for a lot of information to answer your gardening questions this weekend and next weekend. In addition, they'll have information tables ranging from succulents, food gardening, firewise landscaping, worms, bug hotels, and a lot more. So when you come to the Hall of Flowers, make sure to check out the Master Gardeners display. And we have to take one more final break. So we should probably say thanks to you, Steve and Regina.
All right, thanks for having
me. It's really been great having you on the show, and congratulations again.
Thank you, guys.
Hope to see you next year.
All right. Back.
Coming up after the break, we will start the family fun stage extravaganza, the foodie fight. And you'll want to listen to an expanded two-hour version of the Good Food Hour. That's coming up next following this break. Gwen, we'll see you back at the ranch next Saturday.
You will,
all
partner.
Right. Thank you, my friend. We'll be back after this. It's KSRO.
Windsor, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetables.